All right, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. I see Naz is on here, and she's asking, and I just wanted to make this announcement that, Naz, on the chat, you are now in charge of hospitality at Foundation Church and the TLP broadcast. Just wanted to let you know. Anybody have any clue what hospitality is? That's what this just shows you. The reason why she has no idea what it is because she's never worked a day in her life.
Yeah.
She has no idea that it's actually hospitality, not hospitality. It's it's
what a retard.
It's Lake and Riley, not Lincoln Riley. I mean, you know, these people have no idea what they're doing. Let me say to everybody in the chat, House of Free TV is on. Dragon McGroin is on. Welcome to everybody who's not watching Twitter Spaces right now. This will be better anyway. I'm telling you, it'll be way better. We already know everything Trump's going to say. We already know. We're with him. We're 100% on board with him. Let's see. Pit Rock 68 is on. Neon Widow is on. Why Not May is on. Regina Loves Art is on. Luann 5 is on. Sean Hiltabidal is on. Motown JBH is on. JC 360, Mara Z, Praise Holler, he's on again. Nude Monk, Lisa Maurer, Leon Fish Puppy, Waterline 46. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Got some other ones. Horror Hotel is on. Genesis 5V2 is on. Dave Souders is on. D9597 is on. C Suff is on. I knew who that is. It's a friend of mine. All right. All right, cool. All right. Love you guys. Really do appreciate you. See some more. One more. Todd Suff is on. I think you might be related to C Suff. That would be my guess. Scott Allott is on. The one and only erectionist is on. Appreciate you. All right, let's hop right through this now. I want to just put this up here, just kind of launch the show. This was actually Elon Musk had posted this. And it's just some verbiage that really, really sums up over the last 4.5 years, 15 days to flatten the curve, and what you may face in the future. I hope not. I hope that we face a decade worth of peace and none of the globalists don't come after us at all.
Yeah.
I really do. I hope for that. Hope Trump wins in November. I believe that he will. And that we have 4 years of peace and prosperity, and then another 4 years of J.D. Vance, peace and prosperity, then another 4 years of J.D. Vance, peace and prosperity, 12 years. I hope that that's true. That's what I'm wanting for. I'll be praying for it. But this was a really, you look in the Bible and you talk about separating the wheat from the chaff, the lambs from the goats. Here you have it right here. You watched the Hunger Games, and most of us did. You sided with the resistance.
Yep.
You watch Star Wars, and you please retweet this, send this to every COVID-caving Christian, COVID-caving conservative, and then you know, after you get past them, COVID-caving clergy, COVID-caving churches, and then send this to every COVID-caving libertarian. Notice I'm going down the ladder now. COVID-caving libertarian, COVID-caving liberal, and COVID-caving leftist. Because every one of these people, everyone, whether it's COVID-caving conservative all the way down to COVID-caving leftist. Big difference between liberal and leftist. That's why they're further down the rung. But all the way from COVID-caving Christian all the way down to COVID-caving leftist, everybody watches these movies. Every last one of us watch these movies and believe, whether maybe you watch The Diary of Anne Frank, everybody believes that they would side with the resistance. But we saw that nobody does. Because what people think, they actually think the resistance is wrong. Mm-hmm. And they believe that the oppression is correct. When push comes to shove, when it actually lands on our doorsteps, people believe that the oppressive nature of the devil is right and the liberty of Christ is oppression. That's what they actually believe. You watch Star Wars, you sided with the resistance. You watch The Matrix, you sided with the resistance. You watch Divergent, and you sided with the resistance. Strange. I actually have seen all of these movies. You watched V for Vendetta, which I never watched until Aaron told me about it. Awesome movie.
Love it.
And you sided with the resistance. And it's funny with that. Just leave this up. It's funny with that because you ever notice that V for Vendetta, my only vendetta with Vendetta, with V for Vendetta, is that they actually make it look like right wing. Mm-hmm. They think that's going to be the right. How does the right wing ever suppress speech? Because if you look at it, you look at V for Vendetta, it's all these people that were against trans, mm-hmm. that were against homosexual marriage. But have you ever noticed that we never force anything on them?
Nope.
Like, we don't ever force a homosexual to say that he's anti-homosexual. But the homosexual community tries to force us into saying that we are pro-homosexuality. The pro-trans community tries to force us into using their preferred pronouns, with people around the globe now being arrested for not doing so. When you look at the number of arrests, and most of you have seen this demographic already, but in last year in Russia, there was about 300 to 400 arrests for hate speech or unapproved speech, as Justin Trudeau would say it, and 4,000 arrests inside of the UK for unapproved speech.
That's crazy.
So that, and by the way, that's absolute fact. It's indisputable fact. So the very people that, when you look at V for Vendetta, they're saying that it's right wingers that will come in and not allow gay people to be married. You know, what that goes, first of all, state to state. But notice, we may say you're not allowed to get married, okay, because it's stupid for a man to marry a man. But we never said you can't be gay. Right. You want to be gay? Go be gay. You'll burn hell for all of eternity for it, but go ahead and be gay. We never do that. We never try to force people into using Bible verses. We just proclaim Bible verses.
Yep.
So again, the very people that that always are espousing that you are the oppressor are actually the oppressor themselves. The people that are claiming to be the oppressed are the oppressors. And that's the way that always is. Notice that what they do, even in V for Vendetta, is, and I love the movie, I just flipped the script on it because I know that they're wrong, but it was made by Hollywood leftards,
yeah,
who believe that we will be the ones that actually come and lock them down. Who was it that came and locked them down? Oh, that would be Gavin Newsom. That would be Tim Walz, Gretchen Whitmer. Andrew Cuomo, Tommy Wolf, and Phil Murphy. All the leftards were the ones who, Ursula von der Leyen. So the leftards were the ones in V for Vendetta. Remember, they use a virus to lock everybody down.
Yep.
And to usher in totalitarianism. Who did that exactly? Hmm. Was it right-wingers that ever do those things? See, we never actually, you just have to look at what they say when you're a left-winger is, free-for-all is freedom, right? That's what they're telling you. Free-for-all is freedom. Anybody can marry anybody. Anybody can dress up as a man. You know what? Anybody can dress up as a man, and anybody can dress up as a woman. We haven't tried to stop that. And here's the thing. As far as legal rights, anybody can give power of attorney to anybody they want. We may draw the line at marriage, but you notice we go state to state and operate as a federalist system as conservatives. So in Vermont, dude marries dude. And what have we done to stop it? Nothing. I haven't done a thing to stop it. So the very people that are always claiming to be for freedom and then actually create a movie saying that they'll be for freedom and that the right wing will come and eventually lock you down, go back into history and find any right wing government that ever locked anybody down, that ever took anybody's rights from them.
Yep.
They'll say our rights are taken because you won't allow us to be married. Well, you go to a state that allow you to marry them then. That will allow you to get married then. You know, would I, if it was up to me, have a federal law preventing men from marrying men and women from marrying women? Yeah, I would. I would. But I got voted out. Notice I'm not forcing anything. I'm not trying to go through the judicial system to override that. I lost so far. But I'm just saying nobody ever does. And nobody would ever stop you from putting power of attorney to, if you're gay and you're married to a man or you're living with a man, giving him power of attorney. Nobody's ever done that. We never, ever on the right try to take away your rights. The people on the left do. And where are our rights to not approve of you? I no longer have the right to not approve of men dressing as women. I don't have the right to not approve that. So the only people they claim, well, we're for the right for men to dress as women. And you're against that. Well, I'm against it, but you still can do it. But you're trying to take away my right to not approve it. You see, the real oppressors are the left. So everyone needs to, when we watch, and I'm preaching to the choir right now. But when people actually watch these movies, they never actually live it when it lands on their doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
When it's fiction, you understand, yet you refuse to see it when it's the reality you're living in. I don't know if Elon wrote this, but he posted it. Wild. Elon Musk posted that. He's doing the Twitter live tonight with Trump. All right, so let's go to the tips section of the show tonight. Tips. So we have this this controversy over tips, and we're gonna go down deep into this now, because Kamala, now that she now no longer wants tips for hospitality people. That's how she pronounces it. Just like Barack Hussein Obama, he pronounced it Corman. corpsman. You know why I pronounce them corpsman? Because again, Barack Hussein Obama, Michelle Obama, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden have never worked a day in their life. They don't know anything outside of butt kissing and boot licking. That's all that they know. That's all that they know. So let's go over this again. We'll just set it up and then we'll delve deep into it. Kevin Sorbo video, her first promise. Play for me.
Because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips.
Eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
Not as you can actually hear me, but we just got banned on Facebook again. We have no reason. We have no idea why, right?
Nope.
Okay, so there you go. So we're banned on Facebook again. Can you name anything that I've done to be banned on Facebook?
No.
What have I done to be banned on Facebook so far?
Conservative.
Yeah, I mean, right. Oh, and remember, the people who just banned me
yes.
are the ones who are the defenders of democracy.
Yes.
The ones who claim to be the oppressed are the ones who just oppressed me.
Yep.
The ones that say that they're ushering freedom all the time, trying to protect our democracy by not electing Donald Trump, just banned free speech. I didn't say anything. Here's the thing. I believe I should be able to say anything anyway outside of inciting violence or terrorism or pornography, yep. putting up pornographic pictures or videos, to be able to say anything I want. Even if it's defamatory, and then the person I defame can come after me legally. You should be able to say anything that you want to say. If you want to be stupid enough to be a racist and proclaim it to the world, go ahead. You should be able to say whatever you want to say, especially when you are getting governmental federal exemptions to be a platform. You're like, Tom, this always ticks you off every time. It does. It really does. I will never understand how people who allege to be purveyors of freedom ban free speech.
Yeah.
You know, and again, what I mean... Even with that, I don't even like to get into it, but what on earth did we even do? I didn't even say vaccine tonight so
nope.
far. I haven't even said it.
All right,
hop back into tips here. Tom Elliott. Kamala Harris just set it up. Suddenly now, I believe it's about a 10-day difference. No, it's about a month difference. Somewhere in that. But anyway, Aaron, see if you can pull up so I get that accurate. You look at the two dates. If you look at all you got to do is get still that video, the previous video, and puts it as the dates right
it
at
was
the bottom.
June 9th June to 9th. August 10th.
All right, so it is 1 month. Yeah. All right, so... Oh, August, 2 months, 2 months.
Yep.
So June 9th, not July 9th. All right, so 2 months. So Trump has come out for a couple months now and said that he is for tax exemptions on tips, right? So nobody should be taxed on their tips.
Yep.
So Kamala Harris now suddenly decides now that she's going to do that. Just like they suddenly decide they want to close the border. And I know the border security bill was a border infiltration bill. We all know that. And I won't get into all that right now because, again, that's 30 minutes. But it was a total hoax, the border security bill, put out by, Langford, James Langford out of Oklahoma,
yep.
but an alleged conservative Republican. And again, that's why he's not really a conservative. He's a Democratic Party shill. He's there playing a role so that he can occupy a seat that you won't fill with a real conservative. That's the point. Goes home, campaigns as a conservative, then James Langford goes to the cocktail party circuit inside Washington, D.C., and legislates as he's told. You will play the role. It's great. You play the role of a Republican. You play the role as a conservative. That's what they're all doing. 90% of them, they're playing that role because it makes the entire agenda palatable when you think that people are there fighting for you. It's a fight. Sometimes we win. Sometimes we lose. But we continue to be $36 trillion in debt. We had $1 trillion worth of debt every 100 to 120 days. So the agenda goes forward, even with all of these guys up there, Marco Rubio, claiming to be conservatives when they're actually not. But again, I digress. So suddenly now it's funny to me how Kamala Harris is now, she says that she's coming after companies because of their high prices. She's going to come out like printing money has nothing to do with high prices. She's going to go after the price gougers.
Right, of course.
Ooh, okay, now, then why didn't you start doing that 3 years and 8 months ago? why didn't you start doing it any time in 2021? Okay, why didn't you lift the taxes off of tips in 2021? Okay, 2022. Okay, how about 2023? How about the first 8 months of 2024? Nothing until Donald Trump suddenly says that he wants to lift taxes off of tips. Well, here's the reason why. Tom Elliott tweet. At Kamala Harris was literally the tie-breaking vote. As president of the Senate, literally the tie-breaking vote enabling the IRS to track tips in the service industry.
Huh.
Weird. Yeah, look at the bottom. Kamala Harris voted to pass legislation allowing IRS to track workers' tips so they can be taxed. We're in it. We're it. Were it not for politicians, we have nothing for politicians. I love that quote. Were it not for politicians, we would have nothing for politicians to save us from. So here she is in a campaign year trying to save us from her own legislation.
Yeah.
Just like they create the virus and offer you their mitigations and vaccinations, right? That's the entire world, just so you know. No, there's heroes. And yeah, there's different unbeknownst heroes, unknowing heroes. World War I, World War II. But all of that was set up by the same people. World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the Gulf Wars, currently Ukraine, currently Israel, Taiwan. It's all set up by the globalists. If it weren't for politicians, we'd have nothing for politicians to save us from. So now she wants to remove taxes off of tips after she was the tie-breaking vote enabling the IRS to track people's tips. So that, how did they do that? Just so you know, I'm trying to credit who was it that I believe it's Bongino, but don't hold me to that. But how were they able to do that? No, it was Alex Jones. How were they able to do that? Because they can get into your bank accounts now if you have more than $600 in
there. Yep.
So they go into the IRS can go into your bank account and see basically that you say, you know, you put in $50, you're a waitress and I'm gonna make $50, you made $100 worth of tips.
Yeah.
You can that you see that because it's above and beyond your direct deposit amount.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people are on direct deposit, which that's why you don't want cashless. If the Bible says the world ends when it goes cashless, you might not want to go cashless. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to go cashless because somebody's watching all your money then.
Yep.
So, and by the way, somebody's at the spigot and can turn it off. So now they see the IRS can track that you had an extra $100 in there and that you never paid taxes on it. So, but she made sure. Then remember this one too. Remember, this is where they hired. Get this number in your head. Hired 87,000 new IRS agents. You're like, they haven't all been hired yet. Well, how could they? They're going to have to go through training. And by the way, they wanted to arm all the IRS agents with 9mm. Yeah, they haven't all been hired yet because it's impossible to hire that many people. But they are currently hiring, because of this bill, 87,000 IRS agents that will be tip trackers. And then she claims she's no longer going to track tips and no longer going to tax tips. That's who these, I mean, this is who people are. And I mean, listen, I'm voting down ballot Republican. I wouldn't even ever think about putting a check mark or filling in a cube of a Democrat. But most Republicans are absolutely frauds and Democratic Party shills,
yep,
as we've seen. Because it doesn't matter who's in power. We go another $5 trillion in debt. So there, that's where Kamala, who now no longer wants to tax tips, made sure that tips were taxed. So no longer wants to tax tips, but made darn sure that tips would be taxed.
Yep.
That's where we are. Let's go to the next one. CBS News. Just so, and remember now, if you're going to have a Mal, everybody knows this, you watch the 6/9th. I'm glad. So glad to have 693 people on. I'm shocked we have that many people on because of the Trump thing on Twitter. Love you guys. Appreciate everybody. Appreciate everybody watching. Lost a bunch of people when Facebook went down. Looks like we're gaining them back. Facebook didn't go down. Facebook banned us again.
Right.
They banned us Sunday morning too.
Yeah,
they
twice.
Banned the church?
Twice.
They banned the church on Sunday morning. Twice.
Yep.
Banned the church, Foundation Church.
During worship and then preaching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Aaron was offending them with songs about Jesus. So we got banned.
100%.
So there we go. So if you're going to, everyone knows what I'm about to say. If you're going to have a Goebbels, you're going to have a Mao, you're going to have a Xi Jinping, you're going to have a Putin, you're going to have a Volodymyr Zelensky, you're going to have a Nicolas Maduro. If you're going to have an Adolf Hitler, you're going to have a Joseph Stalin, you've got to have a Mengele to do medical experimentations on mass populations, and you've got to have a Goebbels. You've got to have a Mockingbird. You've got to have a Pravda Media. Here it is. Right? Look at the dates on the bottom. Look at the dates. 8/12/24, left to right, 6/17/24. So we're only talking about roughly 2 months apart. CBS News reports, this is from, is today the 12th or is today the 13th?
12th.
Today's the 12th. So this is from today.
Yep.
Vice President Kamala Harris is rolling out a new policy position. She's rolling it out. Rolled it out. Why? Again, how is this a new policy position when you've had 3 years and 8 months to do this? Why have you not done it? Saying she'll fight to end taxes. Why haven't she fought to end taxes over the last 3 years and 8 months? On tips for service and, let's say it all together, Hospitality. Workers, hospitality. Just so you know, if those of you that just hopped on, we know how to say hospitality. But Kamala, it's hospitality. And now CBS News from less than 2 months before that. Former President Trump's vow to stop taxing tips would cost the federal government up to $250 billion over 10 years, according to a nonpartisan watchdog group. Goebbels Media. And here's the thing. I'll say what I say all the time. Amazing to me that any conservative, again, when you watch V for Vendetta, when you watch Divergent, when you watch Star Wars, when the Pravda Goebbels Media comes to you and tells you to stand 6 feet apart and buy an electric vehicle and put a mask on your face, are you going to do it this time? And believe me, I'm not talking to the choir that I'm mainly preaching to right now. Because these are the people that are telling you to do it. Your ideological opponents, your theological opponents, your philosophical and political opponents are telling you to suppress yourself and oppress yourself and to collaborate and cooperate with their global oppression of who they consider to be peasants. All right, let's go to the next one for me. Josh Dunlap tweet. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announces Joe Biden is now supporting the eliminating of taxes on tips for service. Oh, really? Now supporting it? Well, that's weird because I believe we're 86 days from an election and now suddenly they want to remove taxes off of tips. Truly amazing. I told you it was a deep dive. Now, remember, that was Biden. 87,000 new IRS agents. That was him. That was Biden. That was the Biden bill. Kamala Harris was the deciding vote for 87,000 new IRS agents. She was the deciding vote. She was the deciding vote for tracking of tips, specifically, not just the 87,000 new IRS agents. She was the deciding vote to enable the IRS to more effectively track tips. And now Joe Biden wants to eliminate taxes on tips, just like he now wants to close the border, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to close the border for 3 years and 5 months, but now suddenly he wants to close the border. But I mean, he doesn't even want to. And by the way, anytime he wants to close the border, it doesn't take it. He always say, well, we got to have Congress's help. No, you don't. Just enforce the laws that are already in place. You don't. You could even just do an executive order. The executive order would be, here's the executive order, enforce the laws. Enforce the laws that are already in place. There's the executive order. It's already closed. All right, let's go on to the next thing. Let's go on to Tim Walz. The title of the show, Giant Holes in the Walls. So here's Donald Trump Jr. I wanted to play this. I know this is old for everybody, but just in case you missed it. Okay, again, I don't know, Aaron, if you can think of the verbiage. Brent, if you can think of the verbiage, jump in. These people are not normal. They are like, I don't know the verbiage to sum it up because it's really kind of new to me because I really didn't pay a whole lot of attention until 4.5 years and 15 days to flatten the curve. But these people just are socially awkward. Something is wrong with these people. You got something? Can you find? I mean, I don't know if you can. If you guys can think of any other verbiage, maybe. Hey, tell me in the chat if you get something else. Let me know. But there's something wrong here. It's like watching one of those movies where you're trying to determine if there's an alien living inside the person. And I know it gets into lizard people and all. I mean, I don't want to get into any of that. I'm just saying. Or, I mean, I guess the way that a pastor should be talking, is there a demon inside the person or whatever it may be? But this is just a weird thing because who goes up to their wife and bro hugs her?
It's so weird.
Okay, we got three married men in the room. My wife's in the room. My wife would be stunned. I mean, as a matter of fact, she'd put a stop to it right in the middle of it. Like, what on earth are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
I sometimes, to annoy her, I shake her hand. Like, oh, all right. All right, bud. She hates it. As I, you know, yeah, imagine. Because Brett's chiming in. Because I know everybody's wives in here, too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, imagine if you tried to bro hug your wife. Because, you know, I have a bro hug here at the church. You come up to me. Whenever I see Brent, we bro hug.
Yeah.
I grab him, put the camera on so you can see who I'm talking about. Yeah. So there's Brent right there. Yeah. So whenever I see him out after church, we bro hug. We get like a hug like this. I pull him in. We do a bro hug. Yeah. Okay, now why is Walz doing this with his wife? Okay, is he gay? I mean, I don't know.
I think he's weird.
Okay, now he wants to lop off penises and balls.
Yeah.
We know that. Okay, I'm trying. Again, I've been good. I'm trying to be better. Listen, you have to mark. You always have to put give credit where credit is due. I promised that I would not use cuck boy from the pulpit anymore.
Matter celebrate right, the
totally
victories.
Off of the cuck thing. Yeah. No, off from the pulpit.
From the pulpit.
And again, for me, it's not a sexual thing. I know that it has sexual innuendo. I'm just saying, for me, it's just a weak man who women control easily and wants to bootlick women all the time.
Yeah.
Or bootlick the feminist movement so they can get votes.
Yeah.
We'll do anything. It's just, it's really more of a rudderless man for me who will just do anything and say anything to grow their congregation.
Yeah, like a gelding.
Yeah, right. Gelding. A gelding boy. Yeah, gelding. Yes, there you go. That's one of my terms.
Yeah.
So at least Maurer's telling us, enlighten us, best. I'm trying to enlighten us. So anyway, Todd Suff goes, so a Democrat, exactly, Todd.
Yeah, exactly.
So now here it is. So here he is. You can just side by side, I guess. We'll just break it down like we're breaking down an NFL film here. So, I mean, it's just a very odd situation. I mean, could we bring it back to the beginning?
Go ahead and play. Yep.
Who does that? What is this? What is that? And then look at his hug. One more time. Look at his hug. His hug is literally like he is hugging somebody that he doesn't want to hug.
Yeah. It's you're you know separate, I mean? Separate at the waist.
Yeah,
you got to be.
Yeah.
Separated.
Oh yeah. Look at. Oh yeah. I didn't notice that. We don't have to. Now even Kamala with Doug. Now we know Doug likes women because he impregnated his nanny.
Yeah.
So we that's know.
True.
We know that. So we know Doug likes women. So,
but not her.
Yeah, I mean, and we know, yeah, not Kamala specifically.
Look at that
but
kiss.
He does like women. And we know that Kamala likes men for political, for political expediency.
Yeah.
We know that, which, you know, that's part of why she's with Doug is for political expediency, high-powered attorney. So that's just look at how weird that is. Have you ever hugged your wife like that?
No.
I've been married. I've been married for 28 years coming up in December. I have never hugged my wife like that, ever.
No.
Ever.
He's so nervous and shocked that he's up on that stage. Yeah. He doesn't even recognize his own wife.
Yeah, I'm like, come on. Well, yeah, at least he didn't do the Joe Biden, like, call his sister his wife and his wife his sister. But anyway, so just really weird. All right, so I'll move on from that. Let's go on into real stuff. Vigilant Fox video. Bombshell, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz allowed Somali fraudsters, to steal a jaw-dropping $250 million of your taxpayer money. How is that? It's almost like he's linked. It's like he's linked to Somalis. We know that he's heavily linked to China. He honeymooned in China like Bernie honeymooned in Russia.
Yep.
Telltale sign. Numerous trips there. Has the earmarks, absolutely, we don't talk about earmarks of Russian disinformation, Hunter Biden laptop. He has the earmarks of a Chinese spy. Going there over and over and over again and bringing kids there with him to China and then honeymooning in China. Who the freak would honeymoon in China?
Yeah.
I guess when you don't ever want to see your wife naked.
True.
Because you want to see your wife naked, you would probably take her to the Bahamas or something.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's in bikinis and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what you kind of want. Not Tim. He goes and honeymoons in China with his bro hug wife,
his commissar.
Yeah, exactly.
Comrade.
Yeah, his comrade. So $250 million of your taxpayer money went to Somali fraudsters. You know, just like the Minnesota flag, this connection to Somalia. Remember in Ilhan Omar?
Yeah.
Just like he changed the Minnesota flag to a Somali flag, and don't bother. It's not exactly. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Look at it and find one other flag in America that looks for any state flag of any state in America looks remotely like that.
Not even close.
I side by side all the Somali flags from the Somali states. They all look like that. So I wonder why it is that Tim would make the flag of Minnesota a Somali flag. Is it because they can blackmail him? Because he funneled $250 million of your money to Somali fraudsters? I don't know. Jesse Waters, play for me, Brent.
Tonight, we're dropping another Walz bombshell. As governor, Walz led a gang of politically connected Somali fraudsters steal $250 million of your money. It was the single biggest COVID scam in American history. During the pandemic, the government was giving out money left and right. A nonprofit in Minnesota, Feeding Our Future, got $250 million to send food to needy kids. Sounds good, right? Here's the problem. Almost none of it was used for food. The Somali scammers blew our cash on real estate, cars, extravagant trips. We have wire transfers that show thousands going to car dealerships. $160,000 went to some company in China. And $500,000 was sent to Kenya to buy an apartment. A $500,000 apartment in Kenya is probably a palace. But our tax dollars weren't just used on goodies. The politicians got a taste, too. Ilhan Omar got thousands of dollars in donations from some of the scammers. These guys weren't criminal masterminds. It was sloppy. When they cooked the books, they made up names of their fake clients. They came up with these names. Are you ready? Unique Problem. Friday Donations. How'd nobody catch that? Well, early on, Walsh administration thought it looked a little suspicious, so they froze the funds. Then the Somalis sued and called Walls racist, so he kept letting them steal. They didn't bother to crack into the bank accounts or issue subpoenas. Walls just put his hands in the air and said, I'm not racist. Take whatever you want. Minnesota has a huge Somali population. You can't get called racist and expect to win another election there. Walls even gave one of the fraudsters the Minnesota Outstanding Refugee Award. 3 years later, she was indicted. No thanks to Walls, the feds came in after he ignored the problem for years. During the trial, the Somalis tracked down a juror and dropped off a Hallmark bag on their doorstep, filled with 120 Gs and a little note saying there's more to come if she acquits. This all happened under Walls' nose. He had every chance to stop it and failed. Just like he failed to protect his city during the riots and just like he failed his unit when he retired before deployment. This is the guy Kamala Harris chose as her number two.
This has been described, Vigilant Fox article, this has been described as the single biggest COVID scam in American history. It's almost as if it all works together. Mm-hmm. It's almost like COVID was there on purpose, was actually generated on purpose, created on purpose, because it was, by the Wuhan Institute of Virology, Chinese Academy of Sciences, which was financed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, financed by Equal Health Alliance, Peter Daszak, and Anthony Fauci, of course. They were taught gain-of-function research by Ralph Baric from the UNC and taught how to hide gain-of-function research by Ralph Baric at the UNC, taught all to the Bat Lady. So it's almost as if all of these things work together for one giant agenda, which is to leverage you into a one-world commerce system with a single access point controlled by them. Well, why would they be financing, Tom, Somali refugees for Gestapo troops, for ground troops, mm-hmm. ground forces? Have you seen the UK? I haven't covered the UK like I wanted to. I have a stack of stuff on the UK about what's happening in the UK where they basically have been taken over by Sharia law. They've been taken over by Muslims.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot even say something against the Muslim community in the UK and not be arrested. Remember, over 4,000 arrests for speech last year alone, 2023. In the UK, 300 in Russia for speech violations, 4,000 in the UK. Are they defenders of democracy also, just like Democratic Party? Because the left runs, the Labour Party runs the UK. And they're defenders of democracy, but arrest people for speech violations. And we've seen the recent videos. It's almost as if all of this all works together, right? So you have COVID that's used to fund ground troops inside of the United States of America. And where did COVID come from? The Wuhan Institute of Virology. Where does Tim love to go? Timmy Waltz, who funded these people? Where does he like to go? Where did he honeymoon?
China.
Yeah, he wants to go to China. Yeah. And I love it. He gets caught. Remember, this is a $250 million fraudster scheme. He knows it's going on. So at what point, I wonder, did he find out it was going on? After those $50 million, $60 million, $10 million, $210, $240 million. And then he just lets it go because they're calling him a racist for trying to shut down the fraud scheme. And he just lets it go. I mean, literally, that would be like as you had a Mexican person stealing your car and you said stop and he goes, you can't tell me to stop or you're a racist. You're a racist for telling me to stop. Oh, go ahead and take it then. Just go ahead and take it then. I don't want to be called a racist.
Right, of course not.
This has been described as the single biggest COVID scam in American history. Again, Vigilant Fox. The money was supposed to feed hungry kids. Instead, the cash mysteriously vanished into luxury cars, real estate, and extravagant trips, just like the Ukraine money, because it's all one giant agenda. $160,000 was wired to, anybody guess? That would be China, where Tim honeymoons and has been 30, 40 times. $500,000 was sent to Kenya for a lavish apartment. Ilhan Omar even took donations from these criminals. Oh, that's a shock, gosh, isn't it? Waltz knew it was a scam. He froze the funds. You know what? Great job, Tim. Great job, Tim. But when the fraudsters cried racism, he caved and refunded it. He let them loot millions, desperate to save his political career. One fraudster was even honored with Minnesota's, this is my next one, Outstanding Refugee Award. Why did we have Outstanding Refugee Awards? Are we going to have Outstanding Thief Awards? Outstanding Pedophile Awards? I mean, what exactly are we going to, I mean, when's it going to end? Are we going to have, you know, Outstanding Refugees from this area award, from that area award, whatever it may be? Outstanding Refugee Award. It took federal agents years to step in long after Waltz allowed the plundering to continue. And then 1 year after he gave that award for Outstanding Refugee, that he gave the Outstanding Refugee Award to a refugee, she was arrested for fraud. That's Tim Waltz. This is who the Democrats vetted. Who was in charge? Yeah, Tim Waltz from Somalia. That's their flag.
Yeah.
You put up the next one for me, Aaron. Right. There's the various Somali flags, just so no one thinks. What flag? Why would you ever have that flag? That's Somalia, various flags from Somalia. Aaron, can you flip them back and forth quick? There you go. Just flip. Is that any different? That's Tim Waltz. This is who Eric Holder vetted for Kamala. Eric Holder is who was in charge of the Democratic Party vice presidential nominee. That was who was vetting potential running mates for Kamala Harris, was Eric Holder. This is who he got. This guy with a $250 million fraud scheme to Somalis using COVID funds. And then the guy changes the Minnesota flag to a Somali flag. Names an outstanding refugee who later gets arrested for fraud, the same fraud out of the $250 million, who knows that it's fraud, and they start calling him racist, so he lets them continue to perpetuate the fraud. Continue. You know, here you go. Just keep the perpetrators just keep on perping. Amazing. All right, let's go to the next one. I could spend an hour on each one of these slides. I meme therefore I am video. Tim Waltz, Harris's pick for VP, repeatedly hosted, weird, a Muslim cleric who celebrated October 7th. So the UK's being taken over by Muslims. They're all leftards. And now our various leftard governors are being taken over by Sharia law and Muslims. A Muslim cleric who celebrated October 7th. So Tim Waltz is hosting a guy who loves the raping of Jewish women, of Israeli women, and American women, I'm sure, who are on the ground there. And shared a link to a pro-Hitler website. So Tim Waltz hosts a Muslim cleric who celebrated October 7th, just like our State Department did, and shared a link to a pro-Hitler website. And that's who Tim Waltz is actually hosting. Here's the video. Play for me, Brett.
On at least five occasions, vice presidential nominee Tim Waltz hosted a Muslim cleric who celebrated the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. Asad Zaman of the Muslim American Society of Minnesota joined other Muslim leaders in May of 2023. They met with Waltz's gubernatorial office in Minnesota to discuss mosque security. Zaman also attended a May 2019 event Waltz hosted for Ramadan. Waltz's ties to Zaman could serve as problematic baggage for the Minnesota governor as he campaigns. Zaman said on October 7th of last year, he stands in solidarity with Palestinians against Israeli attacks. He also uses his Facebook to share official Hamas press releases along with other anti-Semitic content. The Muslim leader reportedly promoted a film popular among neo-Nazis that glorifies Adolf Hitler.
So, of course, Eric Holder, again, who was running the process for choosing Kamala's running mate, didn't choose Josh Shapiro, which Josh Shapiro, by the way, is as anti-Israel as any Jewish man could possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's as anti-Semite as any Jewish man could actually be, Josh Shapiro. Wretched, horrible human being. Let me just put this out there, too, because when they didn't pick Josh Shapiro, you're like, Tom, you are a never-ending wormhole. I know. I apologize.
Ride the waves, baby.
But I'm not going to stop. But here's the, you know why, one of the reasons why Josh Shapiro wasn't picked, and I had this all ready to roll, but he didn't get picked, so I didn't do it. Yeah, like Tom, you're just running down whoever they pick. That's correct. Yes. I go after the enemy.
Yep.
That's right. So Josh Shapiro, there was a woman that was murdered, and he was the AG of Pennsylvania, who was murdered in Pennsylvania. She was stabbed 27 times. Primarily, get this now, in the head, murdered. She's dead. Mm-hmm. In the head, in the back of the head, in the back of her head.
Yep.
And her back.
Yeah.
He labeled it a suicide. Mm-hmm. Now, that should sound eerily familiar when you deal with the Clinton files.
Yeah.
With being killeried. But double tap, suicide, you know, the person who double taps themselves committed suicide, according to, you know, FBI investigators. But anyway, so he labeled this woman's murder a suicide because the man who most likely murdered this woman, which was her fiance, was a family friend. Weird. Ah. I mean, there's somewhat more detail than that, but not much. How in the world do you kill yourself by stabbing yourself in the back of the head and back? And that's one of the reasons why, Josh, that was going to come out. If I could have been the first, I would have been the first. That was going to come out. So they go and they end up, of course, but they can't really, even if that wasn't there, they were never going to pick Josh Shapiro because they needed to pick the pro-Muslim, pro-Sharia law guy, the guy who takes down the Minnesota state flag, replaces the Minnesota state flag with the Somali flag. That's who they needed to be there. And now he hosts somebody who shares a link to a pro-Hitler website. That's guy meeting with Tim Walz, with Tim Pond. That he celebrates October 7th, the rape of women. Tim, Aaron, do you have something?
Yeah, I was just going to say, and not to mention the stabbing thing, but it was 20 times, 20 stab wounds.
I said 27.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
What are you adding? Did I miss
it? I didn't hear you say that, so I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, it was 27
that,
stab wounds.
Yeah.
It was 27 stab wounds to her back and to her head.
Yeah, suicide.
And that was a suicide. Yeah. I mean, it truly is amazing. All right, let's go to the next one. Benny Johnson video, flashback, Rep Tim Walz. Here's the other side. So we've already covered now that he is very much pro-Sharia law, to the extent that he puts up a Somali flag as the new flag of Minnesota. So much so that when you have Somalis that are actually perpetrating a $250 million fraud scheme and start to call him racist, that he lets them keep doing it. We got all that covered now. His China ties, and China also, is. If you ever notice, if somebody who's pro-China is always pro-Iran. If you're pro-Iran, you're always pro-China. Because China right now, again, is using Muslims, using Arab forces to bring forth its own agenda until they're no longer useful. And then China will remove them. Just like right now, the WEF and China are all together.
Yep.
Until one or the other becomes not useful to one or the other. Benny Johnson video, flashback, Rep. Tim Walz introduced a retired Command Sergeant Major. Now, I want you to remember this. Command Sergeant Major, I know I went over this already. Command Sergeant Major is the highest non-com rank in the military. Highest non-commissioned officer rank in the military is Command Sergeant Major. It is a two-year program to even be eligible to be. So I want you to see the depth of lies. It takes you 2 years to even qualify to get that promotion. Not even be promoted. It's not, well, I can be Command Sergeant Major in 2 years. Now you have to go through a two-year program to be eligible to be promoted to Command Sergeant Major. So in order for you to ever be a Command Sergeant Major, you would have to have gone through that two-year program. Tim Walz knows that he quit the two-year program, but yet still labels himself a Command Sergeant Major. Imagine that. It would be like me saying, calling myself a cop for 25 years, and I never finished the academy. Now, Tim Walz has no problem. Imagine, I mean, now I know the 700 people that are watching right now, you're going, I could never live like, I know you can't. But these socially inept, socially awkward, weird, evil, with ambitious people with evil ambitions, there is no holds barred. There is no bounds to the reprobateness of their minds. None. He knows he never finished the program. It's not a matter of You know what he could have been? He might have been. He was never qualified. It'd be like you calling yourself a lawyer and you never went through law school. Not only that, but you never even passed the bar. So he keeps calling himself this and allowing other people to call him that. Wouldn't you correct it? If someone came up to me and said, hey, Tom, you know, I know that you solved a lot of homicides in your law enforcement career. I never solved one. I was never at that level. I was never a homicide detective. I was never a major crimes detective. I was never a major crimes officer. I was either in school resource or patrol. So I was street level. Thefts, batteries. I mean, everybody stumbles on some heinous crimes or whatever, and I did. But I mean, I didn't work. I mean, self-homicides, I worked those. People blew their own brains out. But I wouldn't go up to people and say, you know, go to Brent here, another fellow officer, and go, you know, yeah, all these homicides I work. You have to go to school for that. He didn't do any of it. So Benny Johnson video, flashback, Rep. Tim Walz introduced as retired command sergeant major and thanked for serving his country on the battlefield by Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, ends up butchering his introduction, which is entertainment in and of itself. Play for me, Brent.
From Congressman, well, command sergeant major, Tim Walz. And I was so moved by some of what Tim has said in this. He said he taught these young people in high school, and then he had to lead them in the armed services. So he knows the potential of our young people and what we put at risk when we send them into harm's way without the equipment that they need. He will speak for himself, but I want him to know how much we all appreciate his service to our country, whether it's in the classroom or on the battlefield. Congressman Tim Murphy. Congressman Tim Walz of Minnesota. I was thinking of his state.
That's what happens when you're roommates. Might start looking alike. Well, thank you, Madam Speaker, and thank you to the leadership here. Thank you to my brother in arm, Patrick Murphy, who is also my roommate. And I'd like to say a special thank you to Chairman Lantos, who an awful lot of wisdom. And as we were speaking about the idea of a resolution or a non-binding resolution, the chairman was so eloquently explained to me that there is nothing non-binding about the vote of a U.S. congressman representing his or her district in that sacred chamber.
So, of course, there's two lies in this video. First of all, you see Afghanistan war veteran. Where was he stationed at the beginning of Operation Enduring Freedom? He says that he ended up being stationed at this location in support of Operation Enduring Freedom, right? That's what he says. He was stationed there. Now, he was not a part of Operation Enduring Freedom at all.
Right.
Which was the American assault on Afghanistan, right? This is when we started a military operation in Afghanistan. No, he was never a part of that at all. He was stationed in Italy. He says in support, in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. How are you supporting Operation Enduring Freedom? You ever looked at a map when you're in Italy and the war is going on in Afghanistan? But it puts right there, Afghanistan war veteran. That there's no depths. You will never get to the bottom of their depravity.
Yeah.
Never. Afghanistan war veteran. You want to talk about stolen valor? There it is. And he lets her introduce him as command sergeant major. What should you do if someone does that? If someone introduced me as a homicide detective, Sergeant Tom Lipley, Sarasota County Sheriff's Office, I would go, never happened.
Yeah.
But I would say, listen, if somebody must have got something wrong. I've never investigated homicide in my life. I never have. So why would I ever claim to? He's claiming to be a Afghan war veteran as well as a command sergeant major when he quit the two-year school to even qualify to get that promotion. Older millennial video, we got him. Here's a video of Tim Walz. Somebody was asking in the chat why we're not calling him like Tim Pond or whatever. I can't keep calling him that. It's too hard over and over again.
It is.
We got him. Here's a video of here you go, Tim Pond, Walz, committing prosecutable stolen valor by claiming, and by the way, that is a criminal offense. And you're like, how can that? I'm just telling you that's what it is. It's a criminal offense. It is a federal crime to steal valor. To claim that you were, it'd be like pretending that you're a cop, claiming that you were something you weren't in the military or did something you didn't do in the military, stolen valor. It's a statute. You can pull it up. By claiming he claims that he was on the tarmac in Bagram. You're like, nobody lies like this. You must not follow Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. He claimed he was on the tarmac in Bagram Air Force Base, which is on the north end of Afghanistan, about 400 miles from the Chinese border. So here it is. He even made the idiot mistake of claiming Bagram was in Iraq. It's in Afghanistan. Holy mo- I didn't catch that till just now. 32 seconds. Play for me, Brent.
Kamala Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, just slammed Donald Trump and the Republicans.
Oh, did he slam Donald Trump and the Republicans at the 9/11 memorial when he claimed he was at Bagram Airfield to witness a funeral ceremony? Because new video just surfaced of him doing that.
I stood one night in the dark of night on the tarmac at Bagram and watched a military ramp ceremony.
No, you didn't. You were never in Bagram. You were never at the Bagram airfield. You were never anywhere near Iraq or Afghanistan. You never entered the Middle East. The closest you got was fucking Italy. How dare you? How fucking dare you claim that shit? How dare you claim you were there? And at a 9/11 memorial, no less. So no, Harry, I don't give a fuck what Tim Walz has to say right now. Because not only did he lie about his rank, not only did he lie about his deployment, not only did he lie about why he got out, but now we have him lying at a 9/11 memorial about being in Bagram and witnessing a ramp ceremony. Fuck that dude. That is stolen valor. Not only does he need to fucking resign, but he also needs to be charged. Because that is an outright fucking lie. That man was never in Bagram. That man never deployed. I don't know how he would have seen a ramp ceremony in Bagram from fucking Italy. So no, Harry, I don't give a fuck what Tim Walz has to say.
So that's the thing. He claims he's on a tarmac in Bagram. Bagram, Iraq. Bagram's in Afghanistan. I'm going to tell you flat out. If this was Donald Trump's running mate, I would be demanding that he resign.
Oh,
I wouldn't vote. I would not vote for that guy. If you are somebody, listen, if you are just a simple dreg of humanity, listen, I know Hussein Obama lies and all those different things, but just say you're a Barack Hussein Obama, but you don't really, you are the horrible leftard that you are, and you're just honest about it. I will never vote for you. All right, but that's one thing. But even if you're a leftard, don't you have any integrity or self-respect at all? Do you have any, do you have any respect for yourself at all, any human dignity at all, that you will vote for a man who claims to be somewhere he wasn't, and then the place that he's claiming that he was, that he wasn't, he's naming it wrong. He's claiming that this Air Force base is in Iraq when it's in Afghanistan. He's claiming that he was deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom when he wasn't deployed to Italy and ate pizza. He's nowhere near the battlefield at all. And he keeps being labeled a veteran of the Afghan war. All right, here's another one. A David Hookstead video. Tim Walz implies he suffers from PTSD after serving in Afghanistan. Play for me.
And both of you, with your keen understanding of how this works, especially from National Guard families, I can tell you this, having been one of those that came back, we were in support of OEF, but being sitting in there with OEF, OIF veterans, when we came back, they showed us the horse whisperer and told us to be nice when we went home. And that was the extent of it. That was in 2004. Now, I'm proud to say that because of the people sitting in here and people who came before me, things have changed over the last 4 years. They have not changed enough. But Mr. Kennedy is following and moving something forward that the late senator from Minnesota, Senator Wellstone, advocated so clearly, mental health parity and this issue of destigmatizing mental health, of understanding. And I being in there and knowing as a first sergeant, know exactly what you're saying. And watching as people aren't trained on this, that there is there's a discrimination that goes against a soldier who has the courage, the fortitude, and as you said, the insight to admit this. So there's a couple things I want to ask you.
So this is a Gold Star family right here whose son either died in combat, because I don't know their past, or he committed suicide after combat. And Tim Walz, who served in Italy while their son was serving in Iraq or Afghanistan in a war zone and either died in the war zone or committed suicide from PTSD after he came back, Tim lumps himself into that category with that young man. He says, being one of those who came back from pizza? He came back from a pizzeria.
Yeah.
Being one of those who came back and they told us to be quiet? He told him to be quiet about his PTSD that he got from pepperoni pizza? He did nothing in Italy. Nothing. He sat his fat rear end and got fatter in Italy. That's all that he did. And he says, being one of those, he's, remember that was in the same sentence. He's talking about the struggles of PTSD, the struggles of people coming back from combat. And he says, right, in direct connection to that sentence, being one of those who came back. From where? From the Bahamas? That would be like me saying, I'm on a vacation and I fly into the same airport as SEAL Team 6. And I go, you know, just like us, we just came back. I mean, you're like, no, he's in the military. Yeah, he's in the military in Italy. In Italy. That's where everybody wants to go. It's like being deployed to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And then he lumps himself in with somebody who either died in combat or died from PTSD post-combat. And then refers to himself maybe by the correct rank for once in his life. All right, Adam Muse video. Is that where I'm at? Is that where I'm at, guys? Aaron, check for me. Am I at Adam Muse?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Stolen Valor, Tim Walz just misspoke. That's what that of course, is. That is Democratic Party speak for bull-faced freaking lying. He misspoke again, calling himself a command sergeant major. Remember now, he doesn't even qualify to ever be promoted to that. Ever. Play for me, Brett.
Well, I want to thank Jerry and thank all members of the Post here for your gracious invitation and for welcoming us in here. I do sit on the Veterans Affairs Committee, and we're going to spend some time today, as much as you need, updating you on information on what's happening with veterans care, where the legislation is moving. But most importantly, I'm here to listen as you tell me on areas that we need to make adjustments to, and then I can take your voice back to Congress. I have a unique privilege in Congress, is that by being elected from this district and being a retired command sergeant major, I am the highest ranking enlisted soldier to ever serve in Congress since the beginning of this nation. And I said, for me, it's not a sense of pride for me, it's a sense of responsibility, because when the Veterans of Foreign Wars testified in front of Congress afterwards, the commander came up to me and he said, it's about damn time that Congress got a sergeant major.
Listen, occasionally on the chat, there's just something said that you just have to talk about. I mean, there just is. This is from Aaron's wife, Naz, who also helps us run the podcast on various nights during the week. Tim Walz, she's speaking of, he got PTSD from drinking all that horse bleep. By the way, there's an article about Tim. What was it? Some kind of dare or something?
Yeah, he got
dared. How much was it?
It was a gallon of horse
semen. There we go.
Yeah.
We'll be clean. Horse
yeah,
semen.
Scientific.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, he drank a gallon of
horse semen. And he had to get his stomach pumped.
And we know, yeah, he actually had to get his stomach pumped. Maybe that was what Naz is saying. Maybe that's where he gets his PTSD from. Is that, you know, he had to get his stomach pumped after drinking semen.
A gallon.
I mean, and I'm wondering, maybe that's something that Neon Widow, post-traumatic semen syndrome. PTSS. Oh my God. PTSS. Post-traumatic semen syndrome. Neon Widow. Come on, everybody, give him a hand. Or her. Yeah. That's her. Neon Widow. Yeah.
That's so good.
Another one. Oh, PTSS. Post-traumatic semen syndrome. You know what? Neon Widow, I hope you don't mind. I may take that. Let me know if you're okay with it, because I may use that now for the next couple years. And especially if he gets elected, I'm going to say every day, that's the man who has a confirmed diagnosis of post-traumatic semen syndrome. So anyway. So, I mean, and again, the guy seems to, with his awkward man hug to his wife, he might have a real affinity for semen.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
He and Kamala both.
Yeah, him and Kamala both, right.
Good running mates.
Yeah, Kamala, up to a gallon a day.
It's possible.
Possible. Es posible. Es posible. All right, let's go to the next one. I forgot about the whole video. Calls himself a command sergeant major.
Yep.
Again, that you need to understand the depth of this, and I know that I'm being redundant with this. This is not somebody who calls himself a first-class sergeant who's a second-class sergeant. Just makes a mistake. This is the highest non-com position in the military that he never qualified to be. So it's claiming to be an attorney when you never went to law school or passed the bar. Breaking 9/11 video, I heard the governor say, Give it up. Video from 2020 shows Minneapolis police officials testify Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota in 2020, ordered them to let rioters burn the police precinct to the ground. Play it for me.
For the Minneapolis Police Federation. And as Esme Murphy reports, they offered up a scathing critique of government and police leaders during the riots following George Floyd's death.
That's not what we stand for.
Her voice shaking, Minneapolis Police Sergeant Anna Hedberg says during the riots, officers were abandoned by state, city, and department leaders.
To watch them go through that was so heartbreaking. To know that they could have died because we were not allowed to respond the way that we have been trained to respond.
During the riots, the officers were told they could not wear protective frog suits, but were still hit and injured with bottles, cement, and more. Sergeant Hedberg blamed state, city, and department leaders for the abandonment of the third precinct.
I heard the governor say, give it up. It wasn't directly to me, it was through a phone call. No, the governor says, give up the precinct. I mean, that's demoralizing for this whole state.
And the three described a demoralized police force with dozens of officers planning to retire or quit.
I believe I speak for every Minneapolis cop when I tell you that I've never been more publicly humiliated.
They also described a city out of control.
The crime is rampant in Minneapolis right now.
Again, just showing you the cuckboy nature of Tim Walz, that he just told everybody, you know what, stand down, let them burn the precinct to the ground. Okay, now we got some other stuff here in the chat. It's too good. I mean, command seaman major.
Yeah. It's a new rank.
It's a new rank now. Tim Walz is now the one and only command seaman seaman major. So again, this is a guy who's claiming to be a war veteran. He is not. Claimed to be in Bagram, just like Joe Biden. Three scholarships, finished at the top of his class, received, he was on a one half scholarship and graduated at the bottom of his class, finished with 2 degrees, finished with 1 degree. I mean, it's just bold-faced pathological lies. Just bold-faced pathological lying. We're going to skip this one, guys. Let's go to this. Let's go to skip this one, and let's go to Viva Fry. Can you guys do that?
Yep.
Got it?
Yep.
There we go. So I want to cover this before we go. Does everyone, this Viva Fry video, does everyone understand what Joe Biden just admitted to here? We're all looking at now. It's all come out. First of all, Joe Biden did have a 421 medical emergency on his plane near Las Vegas.
Yeah.
We were all called. Laura Loomer was the one who reported that first, and not us, but everybody in the mainstream media criticized her, called it a conspiracy theorist. Now all the radio traffic has been released because unlike J-13 at the Trump assassination attempt, they actually have the recordings of the radio traffic from this event. So he was actually having a medical event. They were trying to redirect him to the nearest hospital. That is all fact. What it was, we'll never know. This would be a mass cover-up. We can know if we went in November, we can know. Because we can do the investigation. But will we ever know? Will anybody bother to do it? Probably not for that. Although Joe Biden needs to spend the rest of his life in prison for treason. There's no question for that about that. So that's all now been exposed. Now we want to find out, why was Joe Biden removed from office? And everybody watch these videos with this perspective. They're all claiming that they saw no decline in Joe Biden. Then why would you remove him?
Yeah.
If there's no decline, why would you remove him? Nancy Pelosi, her fallback, this I'm sure has been poll tested. Her fallback position is, I just wanted their campaign to be more aggressive, to be more earnest, to be more effective. When have you ever removed a candidate because their campaign wasn't effective enough? Now, she removed him because of his obvious decline, mental decline. That goes without saying. So just imagine the audacity of walking up to a microphone and saying to anybody, whether it's left-hard media or not, did you notice the decline? No, he didn't. Then why did you remove him? It makes absolutely no sense at all. Tom, why are you alive? Because I'm breathing. Breathing what? Oxygen. So you believe there's oxygen in there? No. That's exactly what it means. It's right there in your face. If we actually had legitimate media instead of Goebbels, Pravda, Mockingbird media, These people would all be laughed out of political existence. Because you don't remove a man from office. Remove him. You're like, he hasn't been removed from office. He's going to be removed from office. Watch. Watch. He'll be removed from office. So they can install Kamala there so Kamala can pardon Hunter, James, Valerie, and Frank Biden, for sure. He'll be removed. But he was removed from the campaign, removed from the candidacy as the Democratic nominee, removed from that. Why would you remove him? You can always juice up the campaign.
Yeah.
They have $2 billion at their disposal. They can do whatever they want. But they remove him instead. Viva Fry Video, does everyone understand what Joe Biden just admitted to here? Play for me, Brett.
Let's begin with your decision. You're at your home, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, late July with your family, and you make this historic decision. Tell me the story.
Look, the polls we had showed that it was a neck and neck race. We'd have been down to the wire. But what happened was a number of my Democratic colleagues in the House and Senate thought that I was going to hurt them in the races. And I was concerned if I stayed in the race, that would be the topic. You'd be interviewing me about why did Nancy Pelosi say, why did so? And I thought it'd be a real distraction, number one.
Are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025?
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all.
So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions.
Are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025?
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all. I mean, if Trump loses, I'm not confident at all.
Yeah, and that is the quintessential Freudian slip because Jamie Raskin just backed up his initial statement.
Yep.
Do you believe that there will be a peaceful transfer of power after the election? If Trump wins, no. And Jamie Raskin backs it up by saying he's going to use the 14th Amendment, Section 3, to prevent Trump from ever taking office. So, you know, again, going back to why to Joe Biden there, about why he was removed from office, Aaron brought up a valuable point, is you're dealing with the most popular president in history. You're going to hear in a second that Nancy Pelosi believes belongs on Mount Rushmore, who got 81 to 84 million votes, depending on who you look at. So say 81 million. The most popular president in history is going to, quote, according to Joe Biden, hurt the Democratic ticket? How would you hurt the Democratic ticket when you are guaranteeing that you're going to bring out 81 million people to vote for them?
Yeah.
Say again, why are you taking him off of the ticket? Why are you removing him off of the campaign? Because only one thing can be true. Either you lied about his mental condition, and you've been lying about his mental condition and covering up for his mental condition for a very long time. That is it. That's the only thing. That's the only reason why you would remove him off is because of his mental condition. And you don't want people to discover that you've been lying about it. But by removing him, it proves that you've been lying about it. Here's another one. Josh Dunlap video. After listening to this, it seems Nancy Pelosi was behind the coup to overthrow Biden. Play it for me.
Please tell us what you told President Biden to persuade him to step aside.
Well, I've never shared any conversations with the President of the United States publicly, no.
It said that he's furious at you. Is he?
Well, he knows that I love him very much.
I understand that you don't want to own this, but it is so well reported that you were the leader of a pressure campaign.
No, I wasn't a leader of any pressure party. Well, let me say things that I didn't do. I didn't call one person. I did not call one person. I could always say to him, I never called anybody. What I'm saying is I had confidence that the president would make the proper choice for our country, whatever that would be. And I said that, whatever that is, we'll go with.
Had you seen a decline in Joe Biden? And did you think he needed to step aside?
No. My whole point was, whatever he decides, but we have to have a more aggressive campaign.
She mentioned his many accomplishments, including his forceful leadership of the NATO summit with other Western heads of state.
So he was in a good place to make whatever decision, the top of his game. Such a consequential president of the United States, a Mount Rushmore kind of president of the United States.
Are
want
you
to know
really
what comes next?
That he belongs up there on Mount Rushmore. Lincoln and Joe Biden.
But you got Teddy Roosevelt up there, and he's wonderful. I don't say take him down, but you can add Biden. I didn't accept the letter as anything but a letter. I mean, in another, there are some people who were unhappy with the letter. Let me say, some said that some people were unhappy with the letter. I'll put it in somebody else's mouth. Because it was I don't even know, it didn't sound like Joe Biden to me. It really didn't. So
Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer orchestrated the removal of Joe Biden. So that, and then these are the people who are the purveyors and defenders of democracy. Not one single person voted for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee, but they installed her as Democratic nominee with no votes. That's what happened. So we know that's what happened. And now you have to look at, why is it that she's exposing the letter now? Remember, we talked about the letter. We put up the letter on the podcast. It was obviously not a letter from the Oval Office because it was not a presidential memorandum. It was not on presidential letterhead.
Yeah.
And she's exposing now that she didn't believe that it was Joe Biden that wrote that letter. Why is she getting ahead of it? Probably because there's some prosecutorial possibility in the future. Whatever they did, she wants to be up on the record saying, I didn't believe it came from him, even though she orchestrated that letter. She orchestrated whoever it was that wrote that letter. She orchestrated that letter being written. She did it. She went to them and said, we can either do this the easy way or the hard way. That's the absolute truth. And she got Joe Biden removed. And they installed Kamala Harris, which, by the way, just for the record again, I don't think it's over. Right now, it's this phase where they're, and lots of good stuff in the postgame here in a minute. A lot of good stuff in the postgame, especially breaking down the AI that they're using. All of the people at these crowds for Kamala Harris is not AI, but they're using AI enhancements at these crowds. And it's absolutely very easily provable because it you can see it, whether it's somebody holding a phone and they're holding a phone in the crowd and it's not shooting the thing that's in front of them.
Right.
So we all know. And plus, some of it, like the airplane hangar, you have people that are 300 yards away inside of an airplane hangar trying to video it on their phone. Who does that? You only use the phone when you're somewhere within 50 yards of it. I mean, these phones are totally useless from 300 yards away, going like this, like you're going to get anything. There are big crowds. I mean, there are. How they're getting them? Well, we all know how they're getting them. It's just the standard BLM, Antifa. They're being bussed in. I could spend an entire podcast on how the Democrats are buying pundits on social media, buying, what do you call, influencers on social media.
Yep.
They're buying them for exorbitant amounts of money. Again, there is no limit to Democratic Party finances. We need to understand that. They are funded by the globalists. Billions of dollars, $2 billion minimum is behind Kamala Harris right now. And she is getting crowds, but it's going to fade. I told you on Friday that if 2 weeks from Friday, she still has big crowds, we need to be concerned. She's not. She's not. It's going to fade. And I still don't think she's going to be the nominee. I know you're like, Tom, you are crazy. I'm telling you, I still think it's going to be Gavin Newsom. And some people believe that Joe Biden's going to try to take it back. He is torqued and very angry at these people. And there's people, quote unquote, possibly in the know, that believe Joe Biden is trying to stage a recoup of the coup that happened.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to take back what he lost.
Yeah, I heard that.
All right, let's go right to the postgame. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Stick around for the postgame. It's awesome. I'm so grateful for the 705 people on, considering Trump and Elon are going wild right now. Tammy Margritter, thank you so much for the Rumble rant of $10. But I'm very, very thankful for everybody that was on. I'm shocked. I thought we'd have 300 or 400 people on max. I really did. We had double that because I figured everybody would be on Twitter with Trump and Elon. I wouldn't even blame them if they were. But I mean, again, we know what Trump's going to say. We got it. But anyway, stick around for the post game. It is awesome. There's a Beavis and Butthead thing in there.
Oh, it's so good.
You got to see it.
It's so good.
You got to see it. But love you all. Be back here tomorrow night, 9 p.m. God bless you. See you then. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No. I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, you know, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year, they, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to TomLipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.